It looks like the weekend might be a little sunnier. What are you seeing from your climate specialist perspective?
Yeah, so the potential for a decrease in the stormy, cloudy, rainy weather that's really been in place almost all the time here, seems like the last 2 weeks for Bristol Bay, does look like it might be coming to an end. We do have one more storm to deal with. A very unusual track here coming up. Storm's going to drop from northeast Siberia across the eastern Bering Sea and wind up tracking over upper Bristol Bay and then into the Gulf of Alaska. Very unusual track that's going to bring more rain and wind. But after that, so early next week, maybe starting as early as Sunday, we're going to see warmer air move in. Again, this is actually coming from Siberia, going to build over the Bering Sea. How much sun we get is a little tricky, but definitely less stormy for the first part of the new week.
Okay, so we have a storm from Siberia coming down. What does that mean for people on the water and on the ground in Bristol Bay? What conditions can they expect?
So one of the things that we often see, and the models are hinting at it for this, when we see these storms in the summertime drop out of Siberia and then into Alaska, they often are bringing a lot of moisture with them. So I would expect there's going to be a slug of rain, going to rain pretty hard for a while. The storm is moving along. It's not going to be a long-lived heavy rain, but it will rain pretty hard for a while. Winds on the water will be shifting around direction fairly quickly as the storm tracks from, say, the Bethel area across Dillingham and then into the Gulf of Alaska. So wind directions will be shifting fairly quickly from southeast to northwest over the course of 12 to 18 hours.
So we won't be having as much of a southeast wind. I know that some areas of the bay have been really feeling that that directional wind in their fishing. And some areas have now shifted to the southwest a little bit, but we can expect more of that to move away from the southeast direction. And you said towards the northwest?
Right. Once that low scoots east of Dillingham and towards Kodiak Island, then the winds will turn around to north to northwest. And that should pretty much be the rule from Sunday into early next week. Actually, early next week, the winds may just go light and variable.
That sounds lovely. I'm just looking at the weather on my phone. So I see like the little sun emoji and then the little cloud emoji. And those have kind of been shifting all over the place. The weekend looked really sunny a couple days ago. Now it looks a little bit more cloudy. Can we expect less cloud coverage heading into the weekend and next week?
Well, certainly early next week, there is the potential with this warmer air that we will see more sunshine. The difficult question is often when we get these warm air masses over the Bering Sea, you get that layer, thin layer of marine clouds that forms at 2,000 or 3,000 feet. And that can be very stubborn to break up, especially out over the water. Over land, better chance for that to break up, especially during the afternoon and evening hours.
We're looking forward to a little break in the rain and storminess. Thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to talk, Rick.
Okay, happy to help, Izzy.